Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Joining us now is the co-founder of Eco and the Flamingo, the Zero Waste Shop, Bethany Barbudi. How are you doing, Bethany?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. And Jackie, your other co-founder, just finished up with a customer. I'm going to bring her on the line, too. Jackie, thanks for coming on the program.
Wow. Well, thank you for having us as well.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So first and foremost, Bethany, why don't you tell us a little bit about Eco and the Flamingo?
Yeah, so Eco and the Flamingo is we're Chicago's first zero waste general store. We opened in 2020, just right in the beginning of the pandemic, which was very interesting time to open.
Yeah.
But it turned out that we really filled a need in our community, which was great, and people really supported us, and we kind of just pivoted how we were able to serve our customers and everything, and it worked, and we lived through the pandemic, and we were able to grow into a bigger location, and
that's your story.
Very cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jackie,
wild ride the last couple of years.
I bet. Opening a business during a pandemic is never easy and anticipated. But Jackie, can you explain what zero waste means exactly? Like every product you sell is recyclable and didn't use any waste to get to your store. What does that classification mean?
So zero waste, basically, in this world, it is almost impossible to be completely zero waste. This is, kind of we're set up in this linear society where we're kind of grab and go and throw stuff away and things like that. So zero waste is the end of the story is that we really want to help people to become more of a part of a circular economy. We want people to be thinking about what you're bringing in, how you're going to use it, how much you're going to use of it, and how you're going to get rid of it when you're done with it, when its life is over, when you're done using it. So we provide people with a variety of options, mainly in bulk refills. So you can come in and refill things like laundry detergent and dish soap and hand soap. And the fact that you are refilling things that you need and not necessarily being forced to purchase something that is already counted out for you, you kind of figure out how much you actually do use and how much you are actually consuming. And then that's when you can really start to narrow down this, like, really start eliminating your waste when you're reusing your containers and you're keeping things out of landfills. The idea is to really just become more of a part of a circular economy.
Bethany, I feel like a lot of people hear that and they say, oh boy, that sounds really expensive. Is it more expensive or can you save money in the long run by being eco-friendly and zero waste?
That's an excellent question. So you can definitely save some money from being zero waste, and there are other things which are going to cost a little bit more. So it kind of depends on the product that you're talking about and also your choices in what you're purchasing. So, for example, an example I love to give is I have a zero waste deodorant bar, a kind that we sell in our store, that I have now been using for 2 years, and I use it daily. It was $15, and I said it's still going. I'll probably have it for another maybe 2 to 3 months and that before I have to buy a new one. So that's been a huge saver. And it's package free and it works really well. And so that's something that's really amazing. Now, when you look at other products in our store, if you were to buy the alternative to that product in terms of, like, let's say our hand soap or our laundry soap or dish soap, if you were to buy the same brand, the same quality, the same style of maker of those products, someone that sources their ingredients sustainably, uses sustainable ingredients, and is paying everyone along the supply chain fairly. If you were to buy it packaged versus refilling it at our store, then you will definitely save money by refilling it in our store. However, if you were to buy,
off the shelf, kind of box, traditional things that we think of.
Exactly. Then you're going to save money, because you're buying something, Tide or, so on and so forth, all right. Of the different kinds of big box, and big manufacturers. So
yeah. It depends.
A lot of the things that you're going to buy.
Right. The short answer is it kind of depends. You can save money in certain spots. Others, you may be paying more. And obviously the refills, you're going to save money versus similar products with all the packaging on it. Jackie. Go ahead, Bethany. No, that's fine.
You're also going to save money, as Jackie was saying, because it really teaches you to change your thinking about how much you're consuming and how much you actually need and use. So in the long term, mm-hmm. shopping, slowing down, and we call it slow shopping, that also helps.
Yeah, or deliberate shopping.
Because you, right, exactly. Deliberate shopping. So your consumption, a lot of our customers say their overall consumption is less because they're really looking harder at their needs.
Interesting. Jackie, I'm sure you can confirm Bethany's deodorant still smells fine and we're doing good there. And even after a couple years. But Jackie, I wanted to ask in terms of starting the business during the pandemic and what we've been going through, has inflation hurt you guys like it's hurt everyone else? Are there supply chain shortages even in the eco-friendly world that you guys have had to contend with too?
Well, I mean, yeah, we do. We have our own kind of issues on, especially on the like non-food side of things, actually, which is kind of funny. But the deal with what I do, which I'm part of, like I more bring on all the of, like the consumable things. So my job is to be finding sustainable and retrograde, and you know these farms that are doing things properly. You know, biodynamic farming, things where they're using nature and kind of letting it just sort of take its course. So. That being said, for instance, my coffee companies, all three of them are Chicago-born coffee companies. I have closed loops with them, which is really cool. But the thing that I really care about with them is that they have very close relationships with all of their farmers. Like, it's important for them to have a sustainable and long-lasting relationship with these people. They don't want to, like, destroy their land and then just leave them there. They want to be able to be maintaining these proper growing procedures. And when you get into this biodynamic farming, you don't really need as much pesticides or any sometimes. And you're just kind of letting nature take its course and letting things kind of just come along as they do. And it works. And so because of that, a lot of my vendors, when I called them and said, hey, with this food inflation stuff, are we in trouble? And they're like, no, you're okay. We actually have been figuring that would happen for a while.
Interesting.
And they're you know, farming the land properly, and they want to have these regenerative farms to last. And we want farms to last a long time. You know, we don't want to be, we got about, what is it, 60 years of tillable soil left or something like that?
Right.
And if we don't do something soon, you know, we're going to have to start figuring out alternatives. And the whole point to this also, too, is that we want to get ahead of this and help people really jump on top of this. You know, the zero waste program is fine, but it's sustainability. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle that you can raise your kids into, so they won't be cleaning up literally your garbage and your grandparents' garbage.
Amen to that. Bethany and Jackie, we're just scratching the surface. I wish we had a little bit more time, but I just want to encourage people to go to ecoandtheflamingo.com or visit you guys at 4750 North Rockwell Street in the Lincoln Square neighborhood, which is one of the best neighborhoods in the city, in my opinion. Bethany and Jackie, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, same.
Take care.